Hello and welcome to Chat Around Edition 55. I'm Barbara Matchett and I'll be your editor for the first part of the programme. Neris Griffiths will take over for the second half. Our sound engineer, as usual, is David White. To start with, a question. Where do guide dogs go for their holidays? Well, Mariam Thompson is one of a band of volunteers who board guide dogs when their owners go on holiday or have to go into hospital. Neris went along to find out more.
I'm talking to Marion, who two of our listeners' panel have told me looks after their dogs when they go away on holiday. Marion, how did you get involved with boarding dogs, particularly dogs for guide dogs?
What I was first interested in was doing the puppy walking, and I contacted Guide Dogs National Centre, and they don't do puppy walking in this area, but they suggested boarding guide dogs, which I knew nothing about, and they explained it to me, and I thought it sounded really nice.
So you then what, contacted the NNAB or
NNAB being local, yeah. It all comes from the National Institute for the Guide Dogs,
yeah,
and they sent somebody around who is one of their personal trainers for the dogs,
yeah,
and I had to be interviewed, and my house had to be looked at, and references, and then they put me in touch, and people in touch with me, who need their dog looking after.
So, how often do you have a dog staying?
It absolutely varies. I can have weeks with nothing, and then I can have 2 or 3 weeks with one after the other.
Yes, as people go on holiday or they...
If people are going on holiday, obviously it's booked, so they tend to ring me up and book in advance. But I also do emergency, like a lot of people who have to suddenly go into hospital, for example.
Yeah.
You are available to say no if you can't take somebody's dog, but I don't think I've had to do that so far.
And when you have the dog, I've met Bob, who's been very good, your dog. How does Bob like it?
He loves it. He loves having the company, and obviously they're quite big dogs, generally guide dogs, and he just loves having the company and somebody to play with.
So that's what, because when the guide dogs are with you, they're on holiday themselves.
They are, yes.
So they don't have to wear their harness?
No, because I'm not trained to use the harness, so I don't even get the harness. So the dog immediately knows when they come that they're not working.
Yes, yes. They're very quick at picking that
very,
up, isn't
very.
It? And then how do you treat them? I mean, when I say treat them, they live with you in the house?
Yes, they live with me in the house. The guide dogs give you a set of rules, and then I work with the owners to what the owners do and don't do themselves.
Yeah.
Generally, the dogs aren't allowed upstairs. They're not allowed any human food. I have to walk them on the left. I have to make sure they sit at curbs.
Yes.
But then the owners then tell me what they do with the dogs in terms of when they feed them and how they feed them, for example. So working with the guide dog regulations and the owners, we work out what to do.
So from the dog's point of view, the only thing is that they're with a different person in a different home.
That's the idea, yes.
So the owner brings baskets and that
yes,
sort of
thing. Yes, and the baskets and the food and the toys.
Yeah.
So they've got their own things.
Yes.
Although I have to say that 9 times out of 10, the dogs end up in each other's bed.
It's funny they do, don't they?
Yes.
it's a bit like human beings.
Yes.
We like a bit.
Yes.
And then, so when they're with you, if you're taking the guide dog for a walk, does Bob go too?
Oh yes. Yes.
So
Bob obviously has to be on the right-hand side because the guide dogs have to be on the left. And because they keep crossing over and getting leads tangled and things, that's part of the fun.
Yes. So, I mean, you have them sort of for a week or a fortnight?
For anything from a couple of days up to, I've had one for 9 weeks.
Have you?
Yes.
Yes, that must have been quite a break when
it was, unfortunately, the owner died and guide dogs then had to rehome the dog. So
yes.
I kept the dog. Because it wasn't fair to put the dog with somebody else.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yes. So I kept the dog until guide dogs were able to take the dog back into training.
Yes. And you said we were talking that when you first had Bob, he was a rescue dog and he was rather nervous.
Very nervous, yes.
But you find that the trained dogs helped him.
They do indeed. And one of the most amazing things was because our dog was beaten badly before we had him, I couldn't groom him.
Yes.
Every time I got the brush out, he actually ran away.
Hmm.
And now, because the guide dogs are supposed to be groomed every day, he watches me groom the dogs and thinks, I'd like some of that.
Isn't that
And cool? He's now, I can't groom him like I can groom a guide dog, but I can certainly groom him a bit now, yes.
So if you have to groom them every day, and as well as walking, I mean, obviously you walk your own dog, but this must take a certain amount of time.
It does, but then it's a lovely thing to do. They're gorgeous dogs.
Yeah.
It must be awful to not have enough sight that you need a dog. It's just something I like to do and something I can help with.
Well, they are, because they're so well trained, they're such...
They're beautiful dogs, yes.
They are easy to have around.
Yes, indeed, yes.
I mean, I often laugh at what it's... I don't know if it's Mike Bly's current dog, but his other one used to get bored at meetings and sigh, you know, a large sigh.
Oh, they do very much. And I have one dog, and the owner is an older lady, and she has the dog sleep in her bedroom.
Yes.
So we do.
Even though you don't normally...
Yes, because apparently the dog barks a lot if the dog's left downstairs, which is fair. She's used to sleeping with her owner. But because she probably has more exercise here than she does in her own home, she snores terribly.
Yes, again, they're like humans, aren't they?
Very much so, yes.
Because you're well situated here, because you've got a big garden and there's lots of places to walk
here. Yes, indeed.
And so obviously this is part of the inspection that the guide dogs do when they come to see you.
Well, actually, we were living in another house at the time.
Oh, really? Yes.
So they inspected that one. Obviously, Jenny has since been here, but...
Yeah.
No, I don't obviously inform them I'd moved and everything, but... No, they just need... to make sure it's secure and that basically there's somewhere for the dogs to go.
Yes.
But then I wouldn't dream of having a dog here if it wasn't secure, because it'd be mortifying if I lost a dog.
Well, it would be bad enough if it was your own.
Oh, absolutely. Somebody else's and a guide dog. Oh, it'd be awful, awful.
Yes. I understand that not only do you work with the dogs, but you also take some of them swimming.
That's right, yes.
So that's great, because it's the difficulty of getting places.
Absolutely, it is. I mean, it's the drivers. It is, unfortunately, there's a severe lack of drivers.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm sure a lot more people would come if we could have more drivers to pick people up.
Yes.
Because it's just spaces.
It's difficult to know how to get that over, really, isn't it?
Because very difficult. And it isn't, I mean, the swimming is only once a fortnight, so it's not a huge commitment.
No.
But it's a lovely session, it's a really good fun, everybody gets on, everybody has a laugh, and it's really nice, and, you know, like life should be.
Yeah, yes. Well, you're obviously an active lady, taking dogs for a walk as well as swimming.
Yes.
So thank you very much indeed.
I'm not at all.
I'm glad to have met you and to learn about looking after boarding dogs.
Not at all, it's nice to meet you, thank you.
Thank you, Daenerys. And I should point out that it's members of the NNAB that Marion takes swimming and not the dogs.